So this is your eighth album, solo album. So what makes it different from the other ones?
You know, I think that each record can't help but, you know, vary and have its own unique feel just because of how your life, you know, goes, the maturity, the experience, and just even your musical tastes as they change, you know, what you're looking for, you know, in from other music that you listen to and what you hope to hear from your own music. You know, my musical tastes and playing are completely different than, you know, 30 years ago, certainly whenever my first record was. So I think Ear Ecstasy was my first solo CD around 94, 95. So mathematically, I guess that is 30 years plus. That's kind of, really? Wait a minute, is that right? I'm way older than I thought I was. What the heck? no, it's you know, again, your goals and your tastes change along the way. So I think if anything, you know, the songwriting is hopefully improving. I think that, you know, there's always been a thread of melody through whatever I've done, but that's a common thing, you know, that people tend to tell me that they like about the music is that there's, you know, they're good songs, they're good melodies. It's not necessarily about all flashy guitar. There's greater goals than just, you know, look what I can do on the instrument, which, you know, the guitar instrumental genre, you know, is certainly guilty of. Let's just say that. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it too, but because it's fun. It's fun, and you know, it's fun to do. It's fun to listen to. But at the end of the day, I really do aspire to not only appeal to the hardcore guitar fans, but to just music fans in general. I want them, you know, to anybody to be able to relate to these melodies and the emotions that we're trying to get across within the tune.